This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But yeah, Jalen Brunson was good last night.
Yeah.
Carlton Towns was good. Now, can that leg hold up one more game?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. I don't know. He didn't look like his leg was bothering him last night when he was playing.
Yeah.
Like, he looked fine.
He looked fine, but that's what I'm saying. Like, can he continue? Like, because he played good. But what they're not doing is they're not pressuring him. They didn't pressure him at all yesterday as far as defensively.
I don't know who on their team can. Like, he owns Miles Turner in a way that, like, I don't know that Karl Anthony Towns has ever owned anybody in the NBA.
Correct.
Like, and then Siakam's just not big enough, kind of bulky enough to do it. So I don't know who the Pacers have that they can kind of throw at him and stop him from driving. The only thing that stops Cat from driving is himself.
Yeah.
He just decides not to sometimes.
But why didn't – no, and he's a wild motherfucker, like limbs flailing everywhere.
Yeah.
Take a charge. Bird was like –
anyone on the
– anyone on the just take a charge. Take a charge.
Oh, yeah. He's going to contact you.
Yeah, just take a charge.
One of his flailing ankles is going to contact you.
He might knock your eye socket loose because he'd be flailing, but
– yeah. His body moves in such an unusual way. Yeah,
he also has no hesitation, like, rolling into three dudes in the paint.
Yeah.
Like, and he's like, I'm turning the corner, and there's three dudes there, and I'm just
And traditionally, it's been a turnover.
Yeah.
Like, it's been a horrible decision and a turnover. Like, we crushed him all playoffs last year for, like, when he decides to drive, he has no plan. Like, it's not based
Correct.
On anything he sees.
Correct.
It's like a hitter who guesses fastball. Like, he turns the corner and he's like, here I go. And then sometimes it works and sometimes it's a horrible disaster.
I always think about it as like an airplane pilot who just heads right into a cloud and maybe there's blue sky up there or maybe it's a lightning strike.
Right.
Who knows? We'll find out.
No, but the thing for him with the Pacers is they don't have any help defenders really that can slow him down,
right.
Go into the rim. He's just so much bigger than everyone that they have now. Is he tougher? Blah blah blah. Yeah. I don't know, but
but we talk about the court. What's the dude's name?
Which one?
The reporter guy.
Greg Doyle.
How were there? Because they had Leggett. Leggett was at Charlotte. You know, they got the OTAs, and a reporter asked him, said, "Who's the number one receiver on the team? You or the kid they signed from Arizona?" And I'm just looking, and the way he looked at him, like, "Huh?" Like, what do you mean, who's the number one receiver? We just had our third practice of OTAs.
He hasn't played yet.
We haven't played yet.
He hasn't played a game in the NFL before.
He hasn't played a game in the NFL. So how is that possible that I can answer a question about who's the number one receiver on the team? I know what you want me to say.
Right.
So
you want me to say it's me.
Yes. And then you go back
to
him.
You can write a thing.
Yes, I understand what you want.
The best way to answer that.
I understand
that.
What you want to say.
The best
really?
Way to answer that, though, is like – and I'm not going to try and do Xavier Leggett's accent. But
that's
like,
probably good.
If he'd be like, I know he just had hurt his back, but it's probably Tommy Tremble.
Yeah, right. You just say a random guy down the depth chart.
Like, I don't think it's either of us, to be honest. It's this guy.
Or like, you know, the good thing about football is, you know, we can play both of us.
Yes.
You know, it's not like a quarterback where
Why
only
can't
one
it be
can
Adam
play.
Thielen, man.
There's going to be at times four and sometimes even five receivers on the field at once. So
well, this goes to the Flacco question too. Yeah. Like, reporters really digging for an answer they already have in their brains.
Yes.
Right? They want something specific to
That's
come
right.
out.
That's right. You're not asking a question because you're curious about the answer. You're asking a question because you're trying to.
You're trying for soundbite.
Yeah,
trying
to get something.
Yeah, I think players are doing a better job now than they used to of probably recognizing that that's what they're digging for and talking around it or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that. Like, all right. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay, it's too early to start already in OTA.
I know. But that's the hard part about it, though, is like, because, you know, it's fucking May. Like, nothing that happens right now outside of, like, a significant injury, but, like, nothing good that happens right now matters, really. You know what I mean? Like, anything that happens at OTAs or even mini camp or whatever, like, none of it really, you know, in the grand scheme of things matters. But we live in this world where everything has to be treated like Super Bowl Sunday.
Yes.
Where it's, I mean, it's not reality. It's right. not, it's not reality. So when every story becomes the biggest story in the world, no story can be the biggest story in the world. And then you have to start searching for bullshit. And it's just like,
why?
It's just, it's well, just sucks.
Joe Patrick starting a podcast. We're going to get to see a lot of Joe's face, huh?
What's the podcast?
I don't know.
So he's got a Falcons podcast. Inside a podcast. Caleb's doing a Hawks podcast.
I used to do a Hawks podcast.
Oh, and he's
what was it called?
Okay.
It was called the No Swag Shop. It was okay. me, Jason Longshore, and
I remember Mike that
Conte during COVID.
I remember that.
It was pretty fun, and I thought it was pretty good.
I remember that.
And then Reggie didn't want us to do it anymore. Yeah, remember when Reggie was like partially in charge of the radio station?
Yeah.
He was like, "Yeah, I don't know. I don't like how it sounds."
Yeah,
it was like people seem to enjoy it. Like, we're also doing it for free, and it's content for the website. So like. It's also COVID. Nobody has shit going on. Like, all right, I guess we'll stop doing that.
Okay. But yeah, I do remember that. But yeah, good to see a lot more. I hate doing podcasts with video. Like, why do I got to do a Zoom and all that shit, man? I got to brush my hair and make sure.
Yeah, because the YouTube shit. Aspect, yeah. The live stream. I don't watch any podcasts. Like, all the podcasts that I...
Neither do I.
I listen to
them when I'm in my car pretty much or sometimes on my headphones. But there is like all the Ringer stuff. There's a video component to it and I don't watch it.
I have chosen, I guess on Spotify, you can choose to just download the audio. There's a non-video version of those. That's my thing.
I was thinking like, oh, can you do video with this? I was like, nah.
Let me ask you this because this sort of relates to that. Like it's looking at yourself or people looking at you. I got a haircut this morning.
There you go.
What do you guys do during a haircut?
What do you mean?
Like when the barber's cutting your hair and you're sitting there in the chair, like because there was a guy in there that was kind of on his phone while he was getting his haircut. What do you do when you're in the barber chair?
Oh, man, JB talking shit.
Right. Yeah. Of course, you converse with the barber, but like are you just staring at yourself the whole time?
No.
What are you looking at?
I mean, he doesn't cut no like.
He turns you away from the mirror?
No, he just turns you when you to different angles when he's cutting it.
Okay.
I don't think I focus anywhere. I also just have a guy.
My barber has me facing the mirror the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
And they just kind of walk around.
Oh, yeah. Jay'll spin the chair.
Yeah. They're not chair spinners at my barber shop.
Oh, really?
Which is fine. I don't care. Like,
interesting.
This is
very interesting.
I was just thinking about it today because I was kind of looking around the barber shop while I was getting a haircut. Just kind of seeing what other people were doing. Like one guy was on his phone. Another guy clearly knew the barber. He was getting his hair cut from really well. So they were talking and I was talking to the lady that was cutting my hair a little bit, but I'm sitting there looking at myself the whole time and I don't mind looking at myself.
Right.
Like I kind of just examining my face for 20 minutes.
Right.
I'm like, I'm looking a little older. Right. That scratch Jack got me showed up.
Right.
Like, but I don't know. I find myself handsome. I'm whatever.
Okay.
So I don't mind looking. But like, I just wonder. I never thought about it before.
Very
like,
rarely do I. Do? I have my phone and open it because I had a situation once where it was a naked photo.
Ah.
And
Yeah. Yeah. And,
yeah, I know he saw it, but he acted like he didn't.
I just never even considered looking at my phone.
Yeah, I just keep my pocket.
Getting my haircut.
Because
we're constantly talking.
Yeah.
We're always constantly talking.
Well, I just don't want the loose hairs getting on my phone, in the case. Like,
it also just seems like a little bit rude. Maybe it's not.
Wildly disrespectful.
But it's just like, don't talk to me, please. I'm going to scroll Twitter. Like, this just feels a little bit rude.
No, we sit there, we talk shit, and just shoot the shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I like talking to the barber, too.
My haircut takes so little time that it's kind of irrelevant. Yeah. But I definitely don't look at myself just in the mirror.
Like, I don't think haircut, especially if you get your haircut often, should take long.
Yeah, I've been waiting too long between
like my haircut takes, if he just cuts it and don't talk, less than 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But we'll be talking, he'll look at me, we're talking, but yeah.
Mine's probably like 20 minutes now, just because they got it.
Your guy uses scissors.
They go from the clippers to the scissors.
Randy, you use no scissors?
Oh, no, what the fuck are these scissors for?
No, I'm just confirming.
I had a barber who used to do scissors, and I was one curious, because I guess he was trying to look fancy. Making the noise.
Your hair's so fucking short.
But that's what I'm saying. I would be like, I think it was my barber in San Diego.
Was your hair longer?
No.
What could you possibly do with scissors on your hair?
I just thought he would want to sound because he would click and he'll look like he'll get down at hair level and look and he'll go top and like cut it.
Like your longest hair.
What are you doing?
Your longest hair on your head can't be a centimeter long.
No.
Like it's short. Yeah. Even on top.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like I was like, what you doing? Like, like, are you like, okay. Okay. And then like, I'm. Like, does your barber, after he gives you the handheld mirror?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can check the back.
So I stopped doing all that. I was like, I don't know what the fuck I'm looking. It looks fine.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been cutting my hair so long, I trust you won't fuck it up.
Every time I'm like,
how bad would it have to be for us to notice that it's so bad? They're like, can you clean that up? Like, no.
The worst cut I ever got was, my barber in Miami was off, and I was going to the Lakers game down in Miami, and I needed a fresh cut. And so he's like, oh, boy, so-and-so get it. And that's who some of my teammates went to. I'm like, fine. I guess he was nervous, dude. He fucked my line up so
Didn't
bad.
Didn't you say put your hairline like an inch back further than it needed to be?
And it was crooked, too.
Jesus Christ.
Dude,
you got a very straight hairline.
I was so pissed.
That sucks.
Like, what the fuck?
That sucks. I just was curious. I was like, what does everybody else do while they're getting a haircut? Because I bet kids these days, all of them are on their phone. Like,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nobody can just sit there for 20 minutes and not and just raw dog.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how does Jack sit?
The haircut. Jack, Jack's funny. He got mad. He got a haircut like Wednesday. He hated the cape. So he was flailing. He fucking hated it. They took it off. He was fine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.